Hello, hello, and welcome back, my friends, to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Thank you so much for being here and for joining the show and for listening, for sharing, for downloading this show on all the different podcasts. Platform, including iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher app, and you name it. We are on everywhere that there is any podcast. Obviously, you can listen to it, or you can simply go to yourlifenow.info and listen, download to all our episodes for free. And I appreciate you guys, appreciate your support, and remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, and let us know how we can be of more of service to you, to your business, to your team. We always here to do that. So I know I wanted to start the show. Today is September 30th, 2021, and it's been a difficult summer for me and my family, with the loss of my mother and my father, but their memories lives on, and that's what keeps me going strong, especially my mother, who's been nothing but the absolute rock in my life, and she helped me to be and shaped me to be the person that I am now. So I much love to you, Mom, and God bless your soul. But the thing is, you know, I feel that's my thinking about how I do things. I feel when we feel good, we do good things, and we can be our best. But we don't feel good, it's time for us to pause and try to deal with those emotions, not ignoring the emotions, rather acknowledge them, honor them, and realize that we own those emotions, and they are a reflection of, you know, the things that are happening around us, and perception of how we feel about things. And, you know, so it's okay to pause. It's okay to repower, refuel. And so when you come back, you come back stronger than you were before. So there is no need for us to feel like the need that we have to constantly do things, even though that we don't feel like doing it. I mean, sometimes, you know, it depends on where we are in life socially, you know, whether it's a job or whatever. You cannot afford to take off, and you cannot afford to pause things, you know, till you feel better. Just try to make sure. Pardon me. You find time, and there's always time. There's always time, as little as 5 minutes a day, that you can actually tune inward to kind of like, you know, ease yourself and calm yourself, whether like, you know, breathing meditation or just spending time, just quiet your mind, just to feel yourself, to feel the things inside of you more clear, and then realize, you know, it is okay for me to be where I am right now. And everything is a process. Process is everything. You know, as long as that you know you've taken a step forward, that's all you can count on right now. Because right now, that's all we can count on. And you know me, people always ask me, why you always, you know, say now? Because now is all there is. Everything happens right now. How we feel, how we think, what we do, everything happens right now. Past, present, everything starts right now. Our past could shape, you know, how we feel right now, but the future is really in our hands right now. So whatever happened in the past, whatever things and events, people, things happen in your life in the past, don't allow it to condition your future. So what I mean by that, a lot of time we feel like, you know, we are trapped by conditioning, by past conditioning, right? And there was a show about that. There's many shows and episodes that I've done about self-talk, about conditioning, about, you know, the environment that we live in, our surrounding, positivity, negativities. It's not easy. I understand it's not easy to be positive all the time. And that's the reason I paused. And that's the reason I took time off of doing certain things and commitments to certain organization that I'm involved with. It's just because I cannot pretend positivity. I cannot pretend to be okay when I don't feel okay. So all that, it's important for yourself, because when you are good to yourself, you can be good to others. When you feel love for yourself, you can feel love for others. And everything else comes second. And that's how I see it. And I'm not here to convince you either way. I just feel this is how I see things. And, you know, mind over matter is definitely something very, very real. And what happens in our life can really affect how we do things every day. But when we take the time to actually connect with emotion, our own emotion, connect with reasoning, connect to what we hope to see happening in the future, we can pretty much put a plan for forward movement, for forward thinking, what we could be doing today, what we can be doing right now to be having better outcome tomorrow. So with that being said, I know I'm supposed to be starting the new season earlier on, but, you know, it was a long summer. It was hard, you know, felt summer with some emotions, with the passing of my mother and passing of my father, and just feeling really, I guess there's that grief part and that sadness, especially with my mother, who been nothing but my rock and my compass and my GPS and my, but she was always been that strong, you know, motivator in my life. She taught me to be strong because she showed us how to be strong. She showed us how to be what we want to be without have to worry about what other people think and want you to be. So I pride myself of being that strong person, and I owe it to my mother. And for that, God bless your soul, Mom, and thank you. Thank you for being my rock and for the light, for shining the light on our path. So now what I'm planning on doing, and there's a lot of things that I feel it's really important to bring to the surface. It's the social anxiety that is going on, the feeling of constantly want to validate ourselves, needed to be showing that side of you that could be just a pretend side so you can just make somebody else happy. Or you just feel like, you know, you need to be in a competition with other people so you can navigate through life better and feel better about yourself. Let me tell you, this is all lies, nothing but lies. There is no one outside of you going to determine how you're going to feel unless you allow it to. So when you allow other people to constantly making you feel like you need to validate yourself, or you need to be that someone so perfect and their life is so perfect and everything is so perfect, so you show things out there, you know, and whether it's on social media, anywhere in the world, that your life is so perfect. There is no such a thing. And sometimes I feel we, most of us, do that to justify things in our life so we can try to make ourselves believe that we are, you know, we are so okay. Yes, I do think when you tell your mind something, eventually your mind gonna believe it. There's no doubt about it. But we're not talking about this here. You're not trying to convince your mind of something. You try to convince the rest of the world of something that is not really actually happening in your life. And a lot of it has to do with social anxiety. And I wanted to spend a whole episode talking about social anxiety, and but to kind of lead to that, I want to share with you one of the episodes that I had with a young lady who expresses how she feels. She constantly feels alone in a world that is so connected. And let's face it, the world is in our fingertips, right? On our fingertips and our hands, we can access any information. We can share information across the globe, and information transfer, goes around so fast in a blink of the eyes, right? And there is a lot of positive things about that. And I have to tell you, I mean, I'm grateful we have these tools. I'm grateful that we have a way to speak and to share our voice and to let the world know about certain things. But there is so much stuff out there that is being shared that is toxic, whether it's a lie or conspiracy or whatever it is, about things, about opinion. It's everybody has an opinion about something. Well, yes, we all entitled to our own opinion, but we are not entitled to force our opinion on anyone else. And we're not entitled to trying to brainwash anybody. I mean, I call that NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, used in a harmful way. And that's what's going on most of the time now, unfortunately. But people might, like myself, who spends a lot of time in this field of neuro-linguistic programming, self-talk, how we handle things in our life, to the way that it suits our life first and those around us, indeed more on a constructive versus destructive version of ourselves. This is when we actually create impact, positive impact. And that's what it matters the most. So I invite you to listen to our episode today. And I am planning, hopefully, that would all do, because I do like to have some people coming on and also share their opinion, but I'll be more than happy to do it on my own, obviously, and share with you some of the issues regarding social anxiety and what is really going on, and just to enlighten you, not just to tell you what it is, it's just to share it with you in a way that makes you think about things more effective. Not just accepting. I always said, it's your life. Why don't you live it your way? Why don't you question everything? Because, when we accept things as they are, I find it to be, and I wanted to share this experience with you that just actually happened a few days ago, which was like, it was a positive experience, but in the same time, just to tell you how a lot of time when we are influenced pretty much like, programmed to believe or to trust someone else, not trust ourselves, it backfires on you. So last weekend, I went hiking in a trail close by me in a beautiful park, and it was my first time in that park, and I was walking, enjoying, try different, trails, and there's like only like one, there's marks on trees, different colors, whatever. But I was like enjoying being in nature. I try to be more connected with nature because I feel like I'm more, there is no judgment in nature. There is no, trying to be, more than what you are at that moment. Just flow with the thing. So anyhow, so I'm walking. It was over an hour of walk. I saw myself, near. I mean, I'm looking on the side and here on my right, and there's a bridge, and it looks like there's a street behind it, whatever. And I saw these ladies coming toward me, and I like to meet people and chat with people and see, So I was like, hey, So they were mentioning to me that actually they came from the parking lot where I actually was, where I started my walk, where my car is, basically. So I said to them, I was like, where is it? She's like, well, you have to get out to the street and you make a right, and the parking lot's only like 15, 20 minutes. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, okay, you sure about that? She's like, well, yeah, we came from there. So like they were trying to confirm based on their experience. Right, that they came from there. It took them 15, 20 minutes to get where they're standing and speaking with me. So anyway, so I said, okay, so I'm telling myself, well, I walked over an hour from the parking lot, so 15, 20 minutes, it makes more sense, right, than to walk back. Because I was ready at that time, at that point, to actually get back to my car. And it was a really nice walk. It was a mistake to actually not listen to my instinct. First of all, it's an unfamiliar environment. I've never been in that park. I've never, you know, knew that particular trail, like where does it take. I don't know the area very well. So I should be, you know, I mean, it would make common sense, which something that, you know, most of us don't know how to practice, which should really be common sense is common sense, is just what it says, what it means. Instead of going back to the way I came, which I knew because I walked that walk. So when you walk in the park, you got to remember where you're walking, right? Or in life in general. Just know where you are so you know where you're heading. Because when you know where you are, it's easy to navigate that way. So anyhow, so I decided to listen to them and not listen to myself. And I walked out to the street. I got out of the park and I made that right turn. I found myself in a more like not the best way to do it because I was right on the street. There was no sidewalk. And I kept finding myself like way away from things. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm walking and I'm terrified because it's in the mountain and there's a lot of streets like curved sort of. So there's a blind spot behind, you know, behind me with cars coming in. So they might not be able to see me. So I was like really, really terrified. So I said to myself, I said, this is just going nowhere. And I'm like, why didn't I just pull off my phone, which we always have our phone. I don't know why I didn't do that, where I can just know where my location is and how far I am from my car. So when I did that, it says that I have over 2 hours of walk, which is only 2 miles, but it takes 2 hours because of the way, you know, the curves and all. So I'm like, how can I be walking 2 more hours? This is just crazy. So I had to walk till I found a way to pull off the street where it's safe for me to stand. And I was about to call a cab, call Uber or something to just get somebody to come and pick me up to take me to my car. And then luckily I got someone to come in and pick me up and take me to a car. And then when I realized I was actually going in the opposite direction where I needed to be, I really just like, you know, I got really hard on myself. Like, why didn't you listen? Why didn't you listen to yourself? You know you weren't supposed to be doing that. Why did you do that? But the point of this story is a lot of time we go against what we know is right. So when we think about things and we break them down, we realize that we always have the answer to everything. And things might not be as easy as they want it to be, but they could be better for us than trying to listen to someone else and believe in someone else and not trust our own instinct. So that's the point here. So it's a huge deal to be aware. And the things that you are doing in this moment and not get fogged by external noises and things that, you know, could be, you know, I always say is like, you know, the best person that you can trust is trusting yourself first. Because let me tell you, you can always count on yourself. That's all I can say. So please enjoy our episode today of How Are You Alone in a World That Is So Connected. And next week we will talk about more in specific about social anxiety and what is it going on and what are some of the things that we really need to be paying attention to and how can we manage our everyday life and business in a world that really just going crazy, I call it, you know, but things around us, I mean, just all you have to do, and I'm really trying not to listen to news and things of that nature, and just, you know, kind of disconnect some time from all that noise, and just really kind of tune into myself, and my inner wisdom, and, you know, have my inner guidance be my compass. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
so excited about the new things we are working on to make Your Life Now radio show the place where you can learn and share your message with the world. For more detail on how you and or your business can participate and get involved, contact us at www.yourlifenow.info and we'll be more than happy to share with you how we can help you and your business by sharing you, your business, and your message with the world. Whether your world is local or global, we have great solutions and ideas for you. For more information, contact us at www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Do you feel alone in the crowd? Do you feel disconnected in a world that is so connected? What is truly going on? Stay tuned as we hear from a young lady's perspective on our social connection.
Welcome to the Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now Show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. You are listening to Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Thank you so much for being here and joining us. I'm so happy, as always, to be here with you guys, sharing, inspiring you to be better, to do more, and to be the change that you want to see in the world. On this show here, we try to cover a lot of different topics related to our everyday life, on a personal as well as the professional level. So all I ask of you is to have an open mind and an open heart. Take what is useful for you and question everything. After all, it is your life, so why don't you live it your way? So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a topic that is somehow is very serious, yet very simple to look at it from a different perspective. And today we're going to talk about our social connection. Are we truly connected or are we disconnected in a world that is so connected? Today we're going to hear from a young lady who shared with me an insight on how she feels lonely sometimes in a world that is so connected. So we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to chat with her, and we're going to find out more about her perspective and what is really truly going on among young people, all of us in general, at any age. But specifically today, we're going to talk to a young woman and hear what she has to say. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here.
Your Life Now Radio Show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea, the CEO and founder at Your Life Now. Your Life Now is a professional executive coaching, training, marketing, and PR company. And as I mentioned before, we love to hear from you. We love to know how we could be of service to you and how can we make your life or your business more manageable. So please reach out to us and learn more how we can be of service to you. And go to our website and send us a request to contact you at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Before we begin the show and bring on our guest, I'd like to take a minute to send some loving thoughts and prayers to those who are affected by the hurricanes, all the hurricanes that happened recently across many of the beautiful islands that I've been to and I love so dearly. You know, Mother Nature can be tough on us, but we are strong, especially when we get together and help each other. So make sure you reach out to the person that you can help, or reach out and donate to a place that you know your donation is going to go to the right people. And some of the places that you can, we can share that in the end of the hour, where you can go and donate, perhaps the Red Cross, Hand in Hand. There's a lot of different places that you and I can help make the difference. Whether in person or just across the globe, we can help each other. Welcome, my friend. I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What an awesome way to share different perspectives from, you know, from different age group. So I'm just going to let the listener know a little bit about you. You are starting college. You just finished high school not too long ago. And you and I were talking off the air, and we were talking about, I don't know how we got into the conversation of a social networking and how we can connect and make friends. And you are in a new area, new school, new everything. But you shared with me something that kind of was really eye-opening, that you said, sometimes I feel lonely. And when I was listening to you, it really occurred to me that this is something that we really need to bring it on the air, because I think many young adults your age, even older than you, at some point they feel the same, even though that they are surrounded by many people, they connected with so many friends, and they have supposedly on social media so many friends, yet we don't have that real true connection. So can you tell us, is there anything else that you'd like to share about yourself that you want the audience to know about?
No, I think you did a great job. Yeah, I'm new to the area. I'm a student in college. And, yeah, I'm just having difficulty making friends and trying to, open up to people.
So we were talking yesterday, you mentioned something to me that was kind of like, it really did light up a bulb in my head. It's just the fact, you know, I remember myself being your age, and I remember how my life was so rich and full of excitement because of the true connections that I had with my friends, the real connection, the instant where, you know, we get together and do something, or we just pick up the phone and talk to each other. And you told me, you know, you feel so disconnected sometimes from a lot of, you know, young people your age. It's just because you don't share the same social philosophy as they do, because most of them are more interested in the superficial connection that is a true connection. What I mean by that, you know, sharing the pictures or talking about yourself, or, you know, making yourself look, you know, I mean, there's so many other issues that comes out of this, but I want to hear from you. So I'm going to turn the mic to you, and I want to hear what you have to say about, you know, how you find yourself disconnected sometimes, even in the most connected time of our life, which is, I mean, you know, in these days, everything, the world is smaller and smaller, right? So what's your perspective? Tell me.
So really, to start, I guess I would have to say that the hardest part for me is, like, really how much people are on their phones, and how it's kind of like when I walk into, like, a room or when I walk into the school, the cafeteria, for instance, it's, like, almost like zombies on their phones, you know, and it's really hard to even make that first, like, initial, like, hey, how, you know, or, you know, trying to make that first comment to kind of start off. And it's, people are so focused and so, like, zoned in that it's, like, you look around you when you're not on, when you're not, like, you know, when you don't have the social media and when you're not on your phone like they are, you really, like, are able to look around you and see, like, wow, like, everyone is so, like, zoned in on their phones. And it makes it, like, you know, difficult to just really, like, make that first, you know, connection with somebody. So that's one thing. And, like, it was, like,
so why aren't you like everybody
else?
Why aren't you like everybody else? Why don't you do what everybody else does? I just want to know your perspective. Yeah, please.
Sure, no. Definitely, probably because I just kind of find it, like, social media, for me, like, I used to do it, so I've definitely been there, you know, I used to be zoned in on my phone, but then, like, I kind of realized that it's, like, was making me feel kind of bad about myself and making me also, like, you know, waste a lot of time. And that was the biggest thing for me. I was, like, constantly on my phone scrolling through people's pictures, you know, doing this or doing that instead of, like, you know, making, like, you know, in-person interactions with people. I'm missing out on life around me. You know, I was actually trying to think of, like, the bigger picture and more so, like, you know, it just wasn't making me, like, feel that good. You know, people constantly try to, like, always post things and always try to, like, you know, make other people jealous. It's kind of what, for me, that's how I see it, because at my age, it's kind of more that, you know, at what party you're at, or, you know, I'm here and, like, you weren't invited, so you kind of feel bad, like, oh, I wasn't invited, you know. And so I just kind of, like, disconnected myself, because I thought, you know, there was a time when we used to, like, not use social media, and we used to have more human interaction. So I feel like, you know, I can definitely, like, have that with people. I don't need social media.
You know, I think you beautifully said it. You know, I mean, it's so true, and it's not, believe me, not just your age group. Unfortunately, a lot of people out there on social media creating I call it this so unreal life on the internet to make somebody feel jealous or to make somebody, you know, a lot of bullying happening, of course, in your age group, you know, online, where, you know, people trying to make somebody feel bad or make somebody feel, you know, a certain way. And it's really up to us, right? It's up to each one of us to be a little bit more conscious of what's going on, you know, in our lives. And
exactly.
You need okay. I hear a little noise, so I just want to make sure of that.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's okay. I appreciate you coming on and sharing this. You know, you said a couple of things that really kind of brought it, it made it really clear. I think that one of the things that you said is you said that you did it. You were in that zone. You used your phone like a zombie. You were in that, you know, in that zombie zone. Hey, honey, if you have the background on, make sure that it's not on the link, because I hear doubles. I hear noises in the back. You hear me?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was just in
it's
line
okay.
waiting for something, but
okay. Okay, so anyhow, so you said two things that I really thought, you know, they were pretty true. You said wasting time, you feel like you're wasting your time spending it more on social media or on your phone and the other thing you said that you just felt like, you know, that they were not really authentic, you know, connection, and people are not really truly, you know, I guess, I don't know, I always say, like, the people are not, they are who they are, right? They just make up a belief story about themselves. It's just to kind of bring, you know, and that's really unfortunate, because I think, you know, we have a great tool. I really feel that we misusing these tools, and I think we misusing what can be done better, because, you know, I mean, on this show here, we don't want to complain. We bring things as a thought-provoking, but we also more focus on the solution. Like, what can we do? It started with each one of us. And one of the things that I was just reading this, and there's a psychologist at MIT, in Massachusetts Technology Institute of Technology, Cheryl Truckle, his name. He said, our online conversation, not only changing the way we interact online, is straining our personal relationships as well. So it's like, you know, you cannot be real. You try to avoid, you know, being yourself, obviously, or doing things, you know, because you have to be accepted, because one of the things, like, people are afraid of being rejected, right? And the other things that it just kind of like it brings it to my my attention is like how most people, like, you know, I personally, I don't care for text. I mean, I know my mom texts, and I've seen picture of my mom texting. My brother sent it to me, and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, look at my mom is texting in the grocery store while she's pushing the cart and have her, you know, and then she's texting. And I'm thinking, like, I want to talk to you. And I think one of the things, you know, that I think how young people feel about their social life, also they are being isolated from the real world. They are their personal relationship are really at stake here. And when I feel when young person says to me, I would rather text you than talk to you, I feel like they also, like, maybe they're hiding from each other instead. Like, they really feel like if they talk to you in person, they're not in control over what's being said. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, I feel like you, like, the way you said it was, yeah, I just don't really feel, like, in control. And, like, I just...
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat the question again? It was just kind of hard for me to hear you.
My observation or my thinking, and that's why I want to get it from you, I feel when a young person rather prefer that I text them, they don't want to talk to me, or, you know, they're friends, not even me. I'm just talking, you know, I'm talking if young people between each other, they rather text each other than talk to each other, because if they talk to each other, they're afraid that they don't have control over what they say. Or they're afraid that something is said. And so they rather hide behind words because they can text each other and they don't have to speak to each other and tell the truth. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about that? That was my question. What do you think?
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for explaining it to me. I definitely would say, like that is so true. People really do prefer to text now over, like, calling. And, like, with my friends, for instance, so – went back home when I had, you know, my group of friends and I had my, you know, close group, we would text with each other. But what would constantly happen was, like, this huge, like, miscommunication, like, with, like, you know, you think though you can't tell the tone of what the person's saying. You can't tell if they're mad or angry or if they're happy. Like, it was really hard for me to, like, understand what they were saying. And, like, yeah, texting, like, the thing is, like, you're right. People like that they have the control over it. They are able to, like, say, you know, how they want, like, I don't know, but at the same time, humans aren't, like, supposed to always have, like, a filter over it, like, not even a filter, but, like, they aren't supposed to always, like, you know, have a structure, like, it just, you know, be perfect, you
right?
know, and, like, we're supposed to really hear how you really feel, and, like, I feel like people hide that behind text, and it was so hard for me, because, like, so many times, like, we'd be planning to hang out, or, like, she'd tell me, you know, I'm sorry, I can't hang out, and I would take it, like, oh, wow, like, you know, she doesn't want to hang out with me. And if I would have called her and talked to her about it, you know, she'd be like, oh, that's not at all what was happening. Like, I honestly, like, I just have this going on this. And, like, so much is just not said over text. And it's, like, that's why I prefer to always call people. And that's why still, like, I'm so old school. Like, I tend to love to call people because I really get really how people feel over calling than over text. And that's, like, probably my biggest thing is just miscommunication.
Oh, beautifully said. See, that's what I love about, you know, it's you know, what you said to me yesterday, really, I mean, I'm so glad we're doing this show today and we're talking about this, and I hope you share this with your friends, with everybody who's willing to listen, right? Because it's the miscommunication. I think if we are clear, and the only way that we can be clear if we communicate directly, I think that's the only way that we can truly be clear to each other is by communicating directly. And that's why I normally do not like, you know, texting. I don't like, you know, I'm like, you want to talk to me? Call me. You know, if you don't have the time to call me, let's schedule time and let's talk. But I think, like, we open ourselves to miscommunication. And I think relationship in general are very hard. We know that, right? Relationship, whether it's personal relationship or professional relationship, they have to, it's a lot of work. So wouldn't you rather spend more time developing and nourishing those relationships? Not you particularly, I'm just saying in general. It would make sense to actually, okay, you know, nourish these relationships, you know, by being clear and communicate what you feel and how you feel with those people who are supposed to be mean something to you. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, like I want to say, like, I have over 3,000 friends on Facebook, and I only really technically connect with, like, a couple hundred, right? And you think it's like, you know, so what's the point, right? Like, what is the point? What are we missing? And it's really about the connections. And I'm not saying I'm perfect on you know, doing the right thing when it comes to personal connections or even, you know, in general. I just try to learn. I try to learn about the other person. I want to know, you know, why, you know, are you okay? You know, like your friend, when you mentioned your friend, she, you know, she said to you that she cannot go out. She changed the plan, right? But you didn't know what happened, so you took it personally. You took it as like she didn't want to hang out with you. But if that relationship means something to both of you, it will be very much simpler and much easier if you picked up the phone or she picked up the phone and then said, you know what, this came out. I really, you know, I wanted to do this, but can we try to do it again or whatever? You would not be feeling the way you felt. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, you that's feel, my like, point, rejected. Yeah.
Right? That's your point. Exactly. And that's why I'm trying to emphasize it, because that is so true. Miscommunication mislead to problem in relationship, a problem in the way we connect with each other. I think we live in a great time. I think social media, I think, you know, the internet, all the platform, the internet-based networking, it is awesome because it brought us so much closer to each other, but it also brought us so much farther from each other, if that makes any sense.
Farther, yeah.
Because the closer we got, the more distant we created, and the more distant we created because, you know, you want to protect your own, you know, territory things, and you just feel like, you know, if somebody's, you know, I want to make sure I got my protection on and everything, and the only way I can do that because I can hide. It's simple to hide. It's simple to hide behind social media, behind the internet-based networking. It's easy, right? So that's why you see more and more now that people prefer a real, true, authentic connection with them. Like they want to do a video and they want to see the video in your true essence, right? And you're like, you know, they don't want you like put on a makeup or do this and do that. They want to see you as you are so they can connect with you more. But a lot of us don't have that kind of, you know, where we feel like comfortable doing that, right?
Yeah.
So you come into new school and you and I were talking yesterday about like, you know, possibly how you can connect and make friends and stuff like that. What do you think some of the obstacles that you find to be a problem, you know, making friends? I mean, you are beautiful. Yeah, I know you very well. And you are beautiful inside of a beautiful heart, a beautiful everything. And I think if I'm your age and I got to meet you, you know, I would want to be your friend because you are so true and sincere and you know, and there's a lot of people like you. It's just like, you know, how we find them. So what do you feel some of the challenges like right now that you are faced with?
Well, thank you so much, by the way. And some of the challenges that I definitely face, not like really to bring it back to, you know, the talk of your show and feeling very disconnected in a very connected world, is the fact that I'm not really in that, like, it's like the way we're connected now is all via like the internet, and the fact that I'm not on the internet, it makes me like really hard for people to like, you know, they're like, so what's your Facebook or what's your Instagram or what's your Snapchat? And I'm like, well, I don't have that. So then they kind of like freeze and they think that's the only way to get to know me. Instead of, you know, saying like, hey, let's go to this like, you know, cute like cafe. They have like, you know, cheap, you know how Costco's are, you know, they have like good priced meals, you know, let's go meet up and talk for a couple hours. Like, no, it's kind of like, it's not like that anymore. It's more so like people like instead send each other pictures and like a sentence and then it just goes back and forth and it just takes like all this time, but people just don't want to put in that effort anymore. And it's just like frustrating as someone who's willing to give like everything and willing to really like, you know, take up take their time off to really spend with someone, even if they, you know, they're not their best friend, but they want to be their best friend. And it's just, like, kind of hard. So I guess, like, really the biggest thing for me is just having, trying to find people that really want to, like, branch out of their norm of, like, so, you know, the internet, and kind of, like, try to meet up and really, like, spend time together. And, like, when we do, you know, not be on your phone the whole time and not, like, show me, like, or not be on Instagram, you know, and, like, talking about this. Like, you know, trying to actually have real conversations is another obstacle. You know, we're tending to, like, narrow our conversations and having them so, like, basic and just about, like, very, like, mindless stuff that doesn't matter and doesn't, like, you know, like, you know, oh, my God, he didn't like my picture. I'm so mad. Like, this one girl, you know, she was really upset that this guy, she, like, didn't like her picture. And I was like, you know, I didn't know what to say because she was really upset. And I was like, I don't deal with that. So it's like, you know, these conversations I'm having are just not, like, on the same level. And it's just, those are probably two of the biggest obstacles for me. And then, I mean, one more, just to put it out there, is, like, just, like, you know, finding people that are willing to be, accept your ideas and willing to, you know, think about how you think and, like, oh, okay, I see that she, you know, sees social media as more like something that, you know, isn't as serious and, like, is kind of, like, not always a waste of time, but sometimes it really can, like, you know, take away from more important things. And so just having people try to open their mind.
So what is important to you? I mean, I think what you're saying is beautiful stuff. I actually, you know, it is so true and a lot to be learned and from what you said. And we're gonna actually offer some kind of, you know, because like I said, we really emphasize on solutions, not the problem. But it is, it's like, I feel like it's almost an epidemic, you know, how we communicate with each other through the wide web, right? On this platform, you know, the internet-based networking, it's really, I think, misused in so many different ways. But what, you know, what do you like? Like, what is your ideal like? You know, I mean, so I think I know. So you said it in a few words, but what is your ideal relationship? What's your ideal friendship? And how would you like to see, you know, see us doing things differently? That's too many questions.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just to start it, yeah, try to make some, you know, solutions and not all be negative. It's just definitely, like, I like just a relationship. All I'm at, like, all I would like is for people to just kind of, like, step back from their phone a little bit and just, like, live in, like, the moment. And people tend to, like, so, like, for instance, like, I'll be with a group of friends and all we'll be focused on is, like, taking a picture just to post on Instagram of what we're doing instead of actually doing the event. And so I guess,
doing,
like,
a thing, right?
You know what I mean? And it's, like, funny to me. Right. So I'm like, okay, you know, we're kind of, like, you know, being okay. Like, I don't know. It just kind of made me, like, you know, think, like, this is not the kind of relationship that we should be having. Like, you know, we should all be actually, like, not worried about what other people think and, like, actually doing it. And so, you know, I just want people to just, like, I mean, I'm not saying you have to do what I want, but I'm saying, like, you know, some things that would really make finding, you know, good, honest people and people that, you know, you have genuine relationships, to be able to find that, I think just people need to really just step back from their phones and just really think about, you know, living in the moment. And I mean, you know, I just don't know how else to say it. I guess, like, that's, like, really the gist of it, just, like, kind of, you know, living in the present and not worried about, you know, the future, not worried about how this picture looks and, like, worrying now about editing the picture and filtering it. And, you know, I just feel like we can easily have these relationships because we've had them once before. And so, you know, I just hope that people, you know, really, like, try to just step back and think, you know, is this important? Is this, you know, what's, you know, going to make this, you know, better? It's hard for me to put my thoughts.
I mean, you're saying a great stuff. I'm listening to you. I'm
Thank
actually
you.
Taking notes because that is, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. I mean, you know, is this important right now? Is it more important to live it than to talk about it? Or, you know what I mean? Like, to actually be present, be in that moment. I mean, like, I remember actually that was a while back, almost 8 years ago. Actually, I was just in Hawaii not too long ago, but the first time I went to Hawaii, we went with some friends, And I was so blown away that my friends were spending majority of the time in Hawaii. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous island. All the islands are beautiful, but I've been to two islands and I can tell you nature is incredible. And when you're surrounded by that much beauty, I don't know how you can be behind a lens, you know, looking at something through the lens versus seeing it in real and enjoying it. And that's all my friend was doing is filming, taking pictures of everything. I'm like, put that camera down, put that phone down and just enjoy this
exactly.
right now. Because this is, I mean, I just changed my cover photo for Facebook. And it's a photo of me hiking up in the mountains in Hawaii. And I found this spot where I was looking out into this beautiful scenery, where the ocean and the mountains and everything, and I was on top of the world. And I was just saying, I said to them, you know, it's like, if you have a moment, enjoy the moment. So I literally just sat there and I just absorbed it. I was like just taking it in. Because I know there's going to be a time where I'm going to feel kind of down or something like that. And if I can just bring myself to that scene where I was actually present and I'm actually deliberately be in my own, you know, noticing everything, it's going to make me feel better, right? A photo, well, you know, it says photo, you know, speaks louder than words. But if you actually were there, it speaks much louder even. So instead of taking that picture, and I mean, I know, like, you know, I mean, I was one of them, you know, I was one of those people who always, you know, trying to share, you know, this and that. You know what I do now? I enjoy whatever it is. And if I wanted to, you know, because I'm in the business of sharing stuff, good stuff with people, right? It's just something to make them feel good. But what I do, I make sure I do it at a time that is not going to take away from that time that I was with that person or I was with whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, you can do that, you can still do that, but just have the time to be present and to enjoy the people and the food or whatever it is that you're drinking, you know, listening without, you know, I mean, like, to me, like, I just get so fascinated by how people crossing the street in Manhattan are, like, driving. Even like in, you know, my son goes to school up, you know, by Manhattan, and, you know, people crossing the street and looking into their phones. They're not even looking at the cars coming at them. I mean, like, to me, it's like, what is more important, your life or that whatever it is that you're doing on your phone? It cannot be more important than your life. And when I see that, I just, like, it blows my mind. And, you know, so, I mean, one of the things that I start doing now, I, you know, actually one of my friends, she did it, and I just, like, from now on, she, like, really brought it to my attention. We were out with some friends, you know, having dinner and stuff, and it's like, oh, let's take a, you know, friend selfie, right? And I said, oh, where's your phone? She said, no, my phone is in the car. She said, when I'm with somebody, my phone does not need to be with me, you know, because I want to enjoy the people that are with me. So I start doing the same thing. I might not leave my phone in the car, but I put my phone in my bag, and if I don't need my phone, you know, to every second, you know, oh, let me share this and let me share that. I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to over, you know, saying, like, all the stuff is it's not a good thing. All I'm just saying, we need to connect more. We need to have a true connection. We really need to be connected truly, not disconnected in a world that is so connected. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'd love to hear more, and we'll wrap it up and see how we can share some few things that we can start doing maybe to be a little bit more conscious of our relationships with people and how we can actually make our relationship more stronger and more meaningful. All right, so we will be right back. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
We are so excited about the new things we are working on to make Your Life Now radio show the place where you can learn and share your message with the world. For more detail on how you and or your business can participate and get involved, schedule a free call with Coach Rhea at meetme.so/Coach Rhea. And I'll be more than happy to share with you how we can help you and your business by sharing you, your business, and your message with the world. Whether your world is local or global, we have great solutions and ideas for you. For more information, contact us at www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a thought-provoking conversation today with a young lady about our connection and disconnection, about feeling alone in the crowd, and are you really disconnected or are you really connected in a world that is so connected? We have, the world is getting smaller thanks to the internet. Is everything is accessible. You can reach anyone across the globe. But are we really that close, or are we, the more we connect, the more we disconnect? It just blows my mind. And the young lady with me here, she's a freshman. She's a young student who's starting college, the first year. She's actually in the process of getting into a new program, a new school, a new area. And she's been sharing a lot of great stuff with us. And I hope you guys listen to the show and share it, and so you can hear a different perspective on how we can build a better relationship between each other and how we can be more connected in the world that makes us so disconnected. So welcome back. Thank you so much for being here again. I really do appreciate you and appreciate your insights. Yes, thank you so much. So, you know, there is so many issues we find out, right? You know, we either feel like to belong in a world or in a society that is so bombarded, or like, you know, just like so heavily on connecting through, I call it behind the scene, because really I feel like people are connecting behind the scene. They're not really, they're afraid to be upfront. They're afraid to show their true essence. They're afraid to be rejected, I think, mostly. I feel that's, you know. And you've been feeling this because, you know, you feel like you don't want to, you don't share a lot of the things that most, you know, young people your age or even older, where they like to communicate via text or via, you know, different platforms on social media, Snapchat, you know, Instagram. I mean, there's so many of them out there. It's sometimes it feels it's just a full-time job to even manage those things. And I'm a social media, you know, a strategist, and I can tell you I try to spend as little time as possible on social media. I try to be more effective with how I use social media, so it's not taking much of my time and my day. And it's not disempowering me. It's actually I try to make sure that I'm empowering people through my connection with social media. And I think that's what we're going to talk about right now. How can we empower young people to actually realize the importance of true connection, the importance of realizing that it's your time, your life, it's more important than anything else out there that trying to make you feel less of a person or less of, you know, whatever. If you don't belong with them, you are out of them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're not in that group where everybody's so into social media, that means you cannot communicate with them. So what is the takeaway? Like, what can we tell young people who just say, you know what, I'm not even going to listen to this because I don't have the time to listen to it. I'm going to post about it, but I'm not going to listen to it. What are we going to tell them? What would you say?
You know, I would say, you know, I'm definitely, first off, I wouldn't ever, like, you know, I want to say that I have been a victim to, like, not, I mean, just to put it like that, like, you know, I've definitely, like, been there. I've definitely, you know, cared a lot about, you know, social media and the pictures I post, so I understand, you know, and I just want to say, like, I think you know, the way I overcame kind of like, you know, always wanting to, you know, always thinking about that over, you know, the present is kind of like, you know, I just thought about, you know, why am I in all my relationships, you know, as like they used to be like when I was a kid, like when I was really young and when I was in middle school, you know, we used to just like, you know, we didn't even have phones. And, you know, I just think about those times and they were like my favorite, you know. And so I kind of just like,
wow.
You know, I just, a solution,
you, were
you know,
happier.
Was,
you were almost,
you know,
happier,
happier,
right?
And so that kind of, yeah, because it made me, I didn't know, like, I didn't have a phone, I didn't worry about who's texting me or who liked my picture, who liked my tweet, you know, so something, you know, I just think that we should just try to, you know, be more, you know, think about how we used to, like, be, and, like, I know that everybody I know, like, especially my friends, I've had conversations with them, and they were like, yeah, middle school was great when we didn't have phones, and we didn't have to worry about, like, any of that stuff, and now we're, like, constantly, like, you know, worried about the picture and stuff. Like, I totally missed that. And I was like, yeah, so, like, why don't you just, like, step back? And then they're like, oh, because I've invested, you know, like, I have, like, all these followers and friends and, like, you know. And so, I, you know, what I tried to tell them is, like, so you don't, I'm not telling you to delete it. I'm not telling you to get rid of your social media. I'm just telling you to just not think of it as, you know, so, like, not think of it as, like, your job and not think of it as something that you have to worry so much about, like, I just try to tell them to just step back and try to, like, you know, if you don't post a pic today, I mean, who's really going to know, you know? It's not like it really matters that much. Like, I just try to tell them, like, just take it from me because I don't even have it. And I'm, like, so, like, I'm just have a lot of weight on my shoulders. Like, it's, and, you know, I just try to really try to get them to open their minds. They're like, you know what, you're right. Like, today, let's just, like, enjoy this moment. I'm not going to try to take pictures because I know that we're just going to have a huge conflict over it because we tend to, like, fight. You know, I don't like the way I look, but I don't like the way I look, or, you know. And so she was just, like, one of my friends was, like, you know what, you're right. Like, let's just all, like, you know, hang out today and just put our phones away and just kind of, like, have fun, like, and not think about, you know, like, oh, he didn't like this. Like, now what? And it's only been, like, 5 minutes, you know. So we just, like, step back. We put our phones aside and we just kind of, like, it was actually a really fun moment. We were on the lake and we were canoeing and we just had, like, so much fun. So if that kind of,
wow,
you know, says something.
That is, I mean, what you say, it makes so much sense. And it truly is as simple as that. It's not that complicated. I mean, I like social media. For God's sake, I work with social media, you know. I'm just saying, I think we need to be smarter about our,
mm-hmm.
In the end of the day, again, I like to mention this, it is just tools. All these are tools. They are not our lives. If, like you said, there is no need for you, you know, there is nothing that require of you to keep posting pictures so people can, oh, you know what, because today you posted, you are liked. Today you didn't post it, you're not liked. And the picture that you put in there, we don't like. And that constant feeling of rejection and feeling of not being accepted, or feeling of a challenge or competition. You know, people are constantly trying to compete with each other because they want to be better than someone else. We can all be good and we can all be better if we just realize that these are just a form of tools and we should just use them as tools and enjoy them as tools, because if they go away, we know how to communicate with each other. That's what I always say. I'm like, what happened? You said in the middle school, and you're only 19, right? 18 or 19? 19.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
19.
So, you know, you just said when you were in the middle school, you didn't have a phone. Well, a lot of time now these days, actually, even kids in the middle school, unfortunately, their parents give them a phone, which I think that's outrageous, right? And, you know, these kids, you see these little kids. I was actually in Canada not too long ago, in Quebec, and I was sitting having dinner, and I remember it just blew my mind away. There was a family, there was a father and a mother sitting at a table just right next to us, and there was two kids, and they probably looked like they twin. They couldn't be more than 6 years old, honest to God. And they were both had a tablet in their hand. They had the tablet in their hand, and the whole time they were sitting at the dinner table, their head was in the screen. And I was just like, what is wrong with that picture? So I think what we're going to say, instead of trying to complain about everything, I think we need to be that change. We need to reflect that change that we want to see in the world. I think it's, you know, I always say leadership starts from the top. I think parents need to be a little bit more conscious of, you know, how they get their kids, you know, learning about social media. I think people like yourself, you know, your friends, I think the more you talk about it, make a discussion about it, you know, how is this benefiting our lives? What are we doing today to make, you know, a better, I mean, there's so many problems in the world going on right now, and we focusing on a photo. You know, I mean, like, to me, it absolutely makes no sense. And I think, you know, again, if we just be smart and use the tools as they're supposed to be, nothing but a tool, because if those tools go away, you know you have something that you back up. You have the way that you learn how to socialize with people. You know how to talk to people. You know how to walk into a room and say hello versus walking in a room and text and say, I'm here, right? So, I mean, you know, it's just really, I think it's, you know, I'm trying not to be very harsh here or hard on everybody, and I hope I'm not. But I just think it's just a common sense, right? It's
really
simple as a common sense. I mean,
yeah, just, you know, trying to open people's minds a little bit.
So what are your plans? What would you think seeing, like, yourself doing that can actually create a ripple of change in this scenario here? What would you start doing yourself, you think?
Just definitely start being, you know, bringing people's attention, like not hiding the fact that, you know, kind of being proud of what I'm doing and, like, saying, you know, if I'm talking to a guy and he has, like, social media or, like, he has Instagram, you know, I'll mention, like, you know, I don't have any of that, and kind of tell him my perspective. I would try to show him how I feel about it and, like, you know, try to show him, like, more so, like you said, the tools of it and not as much as, you know, the, you know, making it your life. And, you know, I just think that my words can, you know, really affect some people, because they have in the past. And I definitely just want to keep, you know, spreading my belief and showing that, you know, I'm a young girl who doesn't actually at all use social media, and I'm happy, and I'm, you know, I don't feel disconnected. I mean, I feel disconnected, but I definitely feel like I can still have connections with people. It's just I have to work harder, but I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to, you know, put myself down and make myself feel like, you know, just because I don't have this or that, no one's going to want to be my friend. So just really trying to make people aware and trying to show people, you know, different perspectives. I think that's really good. Instead of everyone doing the same thing, I think it's always good to have a little bit of difference.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I think we have a great tool, and these great tools, social media, can change the world. We know that, right? Things can go viral so fast, and it can go across the world. So instead of spreading hate and anger and rejection and all the stuff, why don't we just spread love and be love and try to teach people, no matter how far you are still close, and then cherish that connection. I mean, to me, I think that's worth, like, it's priceless to me. Your ability to connect with somebody in Kenya, right? Or in somebody in Israel, or somebody in Syria, or somebody whatever, right? And then make that true connection. And then when you see that person, when you meet that person in person, how awesome is that? Like, just to realize, like, you know, you built something strong. But in the meantime, we don't have to go that far. And I think, you know, we can use what we have. That's why I would say, use what you have and use it wisely, and use it to help you and help those around you. And the more we spread the word, the more we talk about things, the more we talk about our feeling and how we can, you know, empower. I mean, I'm all about empowering women, especially young women. I think, you know, it's really important to see how much power we have, right? As the females out there. I mean, there's a lot of things right now happening in the world that women are standing out and they're making a difference. And you could be one of those people who are really, you know, doing their things. And your heart is big as I'm so happy, and I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing your perspective. I wish you all the best of the luck, and make sure you share this show with your friends, with the people that you know, and then talk about it, okay? Talk about it between each other. How do you feel about this? What's your thoughts about it? And what do you think is the solution, right? Because, again, we really need to focus on coming up with something that we all can be happy with, right? And not feeling like I have to compete with you, or I have to do this, or I have to do that. And if I'm not on social media, that means I'm not going to be able to have friends, or feeling lonely. I mean, my God, at this age, I was like the happiest girl, you know. I mean, and let's face it, I think, you know, being with yourself and the people, you know, around you and trying to enjoy them, It's the most, you know, powerful things that we can do as human. It's the human connection. I mean, somebody give you a hug, how much do you feel better, right? If somebody sends you a hug on your test, does it feel the same as getting a hug in person? No.
No.
Right? No.
And not at all.
Here. So anything you like to close with or share or tell us about before we wrap it up here, Kay?
Well, thank you once again so much for having me on the show. It felt good to kind of express my point of view, and hopefully people, you know, can try to listen and try to, you know, think about more of the positives of this and just, just try to enjoy life and enjoy the moment. So thank you.
And what can we do to be more connected, in your opinion?
Just try to step back from our phones and just try to not worry about taking the picture of this moment, actually live in the moment.
There you go. Beautifully said. Much love, my friend. And, you know, anytime, welcome back and bring some other friends who want to share their own perspective on what's going on and how we can, you know, spread the word and make everybody more conscious of these things that's going on. Because, like I said, it's unfortunately, it is almost an epidemic of, you know, of disconnection between us and getting the wrong information. This is like one of the insights that I wanted to share right now with you all, is the fact, you know, try to learn something new every single day and learn about a new person, learn about new culture, learn about what's going on around you. And in the same time, you know, don't get so attached, right, to whatever it is. Make sure that you step out and then you look at it from a different perspective and see, you know, if the information that you go, it's actually facts. Are they how you can apply them or not apply them in your life? Meaning always, always question everything, because after all, it's your life. So why don't you live it your way? So my friend, have an amazing afternoon. Thank you so much for being here. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you as well. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Much love. Well, this is our show for today, and I appreciate you guys being here and joining us, and love to hear your comments. Love to hear what's going on in your life and how we could be a service. We are a full-service company that offers a lot of coaching and training in business and startup and business management, and also, you know, social media management. Whatever that you need help with, just make sure you reach out to us. Just one more thing. It takes collaboration, mutual agreement, and action to make the impossible possible. So go out there and celebrate who you are and join hands and make the impossible possible. Until next time, my friends, make sure you position yourself and your business always for success. Be present. Look for insight. Take action. Take a small step. Evaluate what you are doing. And remember where you are so you know where you are heading. Stay amazing. Much love to all.